Coming up next on your favorite radio station, it is time for The Tom Quinn Show. Keep it tuned in. This is AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Okay, folks. This is we're going to interview Greg Wyatt. You can go to his website, which is gregwyatt.net. I consider Greg to be an American hero, and you'll see why. He was one of the people that almost started the anti-vax movement in the United States for decades, and his website goes into all sorts of detail, and it started because of unfortunate experiences his children had with vaccines. So, Greg, with that introduction, why don't you tell us a little about yourself? How did you get interested in all this stuff?
Well, I unfortunately have two vaccine-injured children, now adults. My son Weston is just—he turned 25. He's like a 3 or 4 year old. He just went into a residential facility because he's, you know, a little bit much for us older parents. His daughter Emily, or his sister Emily, is now 23, and she's like an 8 year old, and she's still with us. So it's been a very, very bittersweet journey. This all started out back in 2004, we filed in vaccine court. We were one of the first 4,800 test cases that were dismissed 7 years later in 2011. Back then, I had an idea that something was fishy because I never trusted the government anyway. But when I got the records back in 2011, I looked at them, put them back down, and I started thinking, I'm going to look at these, figure out what's going on. What's going on? They had the records for 7 years. So I went throughout the records, and again, in the back of my mind, I always knew there was something weird going on. 2013, I get on Facebook. I'd only used Facebook for looking up my old high school sweethearts and friends, and I found not just several parents, but hundreds and hundreds of parents with the same story as myself, with children like Weston and Emily. And so that kind of got me thinking, you know, what is going on here? The more I dug, the more I became totally convinced it wasn't done at random. It was being deliberately. I call this genocide, vaccinicide. This is a wholesale injury and killing of citizens throughout the world for money and profit.
And depopulation.
The group that I joined, I started making contacts, and their kids had autism too. And over the next several weeks, I became obsessed. I began posting nonstop, trying to reach out to these parents. I wanted to hear their stories. I wanted them to know my stories. I wanted them to know that we were not just out there. We were not alone. So I started posting nonstop stories and stories and stories and made hundreds and hundreds of friends. 95%, I might add, were moms. Many of them were single moms. So then I started heading up not only dozens of parent groups and starting my own, but I wanted to build an army of hope in our soon-to-be cannibalized and absorbed grassroots anti-vaccine movement. And we all know who took that over, Del Bigtree. And I could see it, not initially, but the more I dug, the more sick I got. I used to get 100 Facebook notifications, messages an hour. I'm not kidding. That was my goal. I said, if I can reach out to this number of parents and get these kind of notifications, I knew that the truth was making a difference. These were 100 Facebook notifications plus per hour from other parents wanting to change the world while I was able to post the story of my vaccine-injured children nonstop. Over that period of time, I spent over six figures of time and money while never asking for one dime, and I was working 16 hours a day. Well, fast forward just a little bit. Del Bigtree came out with the movie Vaxxed, which is a whole nother show. But he's pharmaceutical sponsored. Del Bigtree and his pharmaceutical sponsored investors took over. And you know the rest of the story. Some 7 years later, 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, he's got all these nonprofits. What have they accomplished? Nothing except making him a millionaire. Then I decided, well, I'm going to look at this a little bit deeper. Who is this Del Bigtree guy? Now, you got to remember that when he came out in 2016 with that movie Vaxxed, he took over emotionally all these parents with that hokey movie and that song. I mean, I was sitting ball looking at this movie and listening to this music, but he had a stealth message. He had a stealth, I don't know what I'm looking for.
He had an ulterior motive.
He had a stealth agenda. And that's why now I've kind of got a dual purpose. I'm focused on exposing these actors and grifters who put millions of dollars in their pockets with the blood of millions of Weston and Emily's on their hands. Now, I want to say, too, I never mentioned it, I was the founder of ourvaccinesafe.org. It was a grassroots parent movement. I wasn't taking donations. I was giving the cards out. Like I said, I proudly say I've spent six figures of time and money while never asking for one dime and working 16 hours a day, and Del Bigtree and his cronies came after me and destroyed my reputation, who I was, and what I did by nonstop gaslighting and narcissism. Now, how did I get involved in looking at Del Bigtree so deep? Well, I thought he was the greatest thing when the movie came out, but there was something not right with this guy. I met him on the Vax bus tour initially back in May of 2016. There was something not right with him. He didn't look like anybody special. He was disheveled. His teeth were yellow and crooked. It was evident he was smoking. He looked like he was out of shape. I remember giving him a hug. And he had the softest handshake and hug. It was like I was hugging a woman. I didn't think anything at the time. But I started looking deeper and deeper and deeper. I've been in the property rental business, management, my own. And I have access to investigative software, background check software. And I love digging deep on people. I'm sitting here looking at my files. That's what I've been going through for this weekend. I have hundreds and hundreds of files on everybody, and I've never broke out a majority of them. It's amazing because it was fun. But the more I dug about Del Bigtree, the first thing that I seen that got my attention was this movie that he did, Sex and Sensuality, with this woman named Lee Nestor. I didn't really even know who Lee Nestor was. I didn't know she was a Cassini. She's got quite a history, too. And Del did a couple other movies, really B, C, D movies, Partners, 2003, Bittersweet, 2005, Sex and Sensuality, 2007, Dr. Phil, pharmaceutical, sponsored Dr. Phil, 2007, 2008, he did five episodes. That's his claim to fame, one of them. And then he always says, I worked for the doctors. He's so proud of that. Mainstream pharmaceutical talk show. He did 30 episodes over 6 years. If you do the math, that's about five episodes a year or about one every other month. That's not real successful in my mind. But, of course, in Dell's mind it is. Because he never even had a regular job. When he got on Vax, he didn't even own his own house. His wife, Lee Nestor, her parents are very rich, wealthy, the Nestor family, associated with the Cassinis, And guess who else? The Kennedys. If you know anything about the Cassinis, you know that the Oleg Cassini was the fashion designer for Jacqueline Kennedy. So then in 2016, he came to Vaxxed, 2016, Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. And I said to myself, this guy doesn't seem like much of a success story to me. But then I went and I looked at that I call it a soft porn movie, where he strips his wife down to her skivvies, puts her in a hot bath, and gets the camera out. And that was, I go, did they do a background check on this guy before they made him the producer of Vaxxed? Well, of course not. Because he's just an actor, like they all are. All the people.
Well, can I say something here, Greg?
Pardon me?
Can I say something here?
Absolutely.
So, you know, what Greg's pointing out, and I'd like to say I have not met Del Bigtree. I have not met Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They might be great people, but the thing we're discussing this show is it's been apparent to me that there's been people that have been saying all along that these vaccines are all dangerous without exception. But gradually there came another group into the movement that started saying they were looking for a safer vaccine. And that's where we're drawing a line in the sand, because there's some evidence that some of these people are actually funded by the pharmaceutical industry, by the vaccine industry. So if you go back in time, Greg, and I'd like to point out, folks, we're making this show so you can do the research. I don't claim that everything Greg says is spot on, but you need to do your own research and look into that. I encourage you to go to his website, which is gregwyatt.net. So you started seeing this like infiltration of the whole anti-vax movement, and you were starting around the year 2000. You probably saw lots and lots of children that were severely damaged by the vaccines. Is that correct, Greg? Because I know I have too.
Yeah, I've seen children. You know, I wasn't sold that it was vaccines. I was I bought into the narrative, you know, like many of us did. Back when Weston and Emily were born, it was pre-2000, and there wasn't a lot of research out there. And if it was, it was real sparse. You know, my kids were kind of like the first or second wave. And so I had to convince myself. So finally I convinced myself, and then I start looking at...
How did you do that? Wait. This is important. How did you transform from somebody who was questioning vaccines to somebody who realized they were sinister?
I got my kids' vaccine records, and I was shocked. And I talked to hundreds of moms, mostly all moms, that were in the same boat, same unfortunate situation. We all had the same story. Kids were normal. 2, 4, 6 month well visits, 1 year visits, 18 month visits, downward, 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 until our kids were destroyed.
And when you mean destroyed, some of these kids really were totally destroyed. Because I, just a short personal story, I knew this nice young couple decades ago. The lady got pregnant. I warned them not to get a vaccine, but somehow their parents got courage them to get the vaccine. I didn't see them for a few years, and I had a party at my house, and they came with their child, who was maybe 3 or 4 years old, and I had hardwood floors with an oriental rug on the hardwood floor, and the child spent most of its time on the floor, hitting its head on the floor, screaming.
That was my son.
I mean, I was floored, absolutely floored. That was what the vaccines did to that child. In fact, don't gloss over, and I know it's painful for you to talk about this, but explain to the listeners what it's like to have a child that doesn't mature properly.
Devastating on the family. 90% of all families with vaccine injured kids. They don't make it. I'm one of the rarities. I'm married to an incredible woman. Only by the grace of God and meeting her are we together, and my kids turned out extraordinary, except they're so damaged. They can never live on their own. They'll never drive. They'll never have children. They'll never do anything. And I, as a dad, I never experienced anything, very few things that most, like, mainstream, normal, healthy, and non-vaccinated, non-damaged families experience. It was the biggest tragedy of my life. And my kids were the ones that...
Well, without getting too graphic, your children, and some of these children are wearing diapers when they're 10, 20 years old, correct?
Absolutely. 10, 20, 30 years old. Many of them live with their single mom on the verge of homeless, no food, no help from the government, little help. Depends on what state you're in and how long. See, you got to be in the system to get some help. They force you, if you want help, you got to capitulate. But it's an American tragedy. And the CDC does it with a smile on their face because they have legal protection from any lawsuits. And the same thing with all the other shots they give you. They're all, number one, we won't get into that, but they're all unneeded. Vaccination is a big lie from hell. It simply is. It's not needed. The whole virology thing is fraudulent. The whole thing is based on making people sick, not keeping you well or making you better. And that goes across the board.
Well, I came to the same conclusion, and let me repeat what Greg Wyatt just said. The vaccines are designed to make you sick. The vaccines are designed to kill people. The vaccines are designed to sterilize girls. There's no good that comes from the vaccines. Why people think they're good is through incessant hypnotic repetition on the media. Go ahead, Greg.
It is pure eugenics, population control. People are finally waking up, thanks to people like you, thanks to people like me, and millions of other Americans that are going, hey, number one, I always ask people, I give out my cards wherever I go. When I see a baby, I say, oh, your baby's so cute, how old is she? Oh, she's 4 months. I go, oh, God, maybe... Here, I says, let me give you a card. And I flat say, don't vaccinate her. Don't vaccinate your kid anymore. Here's my story. And on the back of my card, let me get up here out of my chair. I want to tell you what's on the back of this card that I give to the general public. It's the most mind-changing card. I can change somebody's mind on vaccinations within 2 minutes. And this is a picture of me 25 years ago holding my precious babies. And it says, my son Weston was born on Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 1998. And his sister Emily was born on September 14th, 1999. Both were born perfect. And I mean perfect, zero issues. But both suffered permanent and irreversible neurological damage from childhood vaccinations. Weston is now 25 and intellectually functions at the level of a 3 to 4 year old. And he's also deaf. Emily is now 23 and functions at the level of a 7 to 8 year old. Both require 24/7 care and will for the rest of their lives. Please investigate before you vaccinate. Don't listen to doctors and governments that make billions telling you that vaccines are safe and effective. And then it says, visit my websites, arevaccinesafe.org. There's another good one. This is a great website if you want to know about the vaccine lie, shotsoftruth.com. Jim O'Kelly, the number one researcher on truth when it comes to vaccines, shotsoftruth.com, and discover the facts. It has been, honestly, I don't do interviews too much because I get so, it's shocking how dumbed down the general public is. They've lost their ability to think and reason properly. All they want to do is just go out and get these chemical injections. It's going to solve all of our problems. If they just close all the hospitals and shut down the doctors, our death rate would probably go down substantially. Well, I know it would. Doctors aren't out there to make you better. They're out there to maintain your illness and to end up, in many cases, just do away with you. It's eugenics. Eugenics.
Not only is your story heartbreaking, tell us some of the stories of other moms and families and parents that had to deal with the absolute destruction of their children by these criminals. I'm sure you've got a thousand stories to tell. Do any come to mind? The grievous harm that was done to people's children, to their families.
There's way too many, you know. And it's shocking. I sit and I think at 2 a.m, am I living in a freaking parallel world? What is wrong with people? I think the most shocking story is these parents took their kids in. They had triplets. They got them vaccinated all on the same day. A week later, they were all vegetables. And they still are today. Requiring some you can recover, because see, vaccines have poison in them. It's not anything that God gave us that's going to help us. God gave us a healthy immune system. If people are getting sick, you don't put poison in you. You clean up your diet. You get fresh air. You eat healthy. You don't drink. You don't drink pop. You don't eat candy, sugar. But people want the quick, easy fix, according to the doctors. There are millions and millions and millions of these kids. I would say, in my business, I used to do a little poll of people that came in. And I said, you don't do these, do you? 50% of the parents that came in and seen me said, no, we wouldn't touch those. But why does the media tell you that 98% of all kids are vaccinated? Because they lie. This is Satan's world, my friend. Satan runs this whole world. We'll get out of here someday, but it might be a bumpy ride for a while. I know that my ride and my ride for my kids and my wife, do you know how much it costs to raise a vaccine-injured autistic child from birth to adulthood? About $1.5 million. They don't care about saving money on taxes. It's called control. They want to enslave us to the system, enslave us to Satan's system. Everybody I meet that I talk to vaccines about vaccines, I ask them, I said, do you trust the government? Let me tell you, 20 years, no one has said yes. That says it all.
Now, you have an insider's view of something that I think is exceedingly important. Can you explain to our listeners what controlled opposition is and how you detected and started to understand controlled opposition in the anti-vaccine movement?
When I started in the anti-vaccine movement, I didn't even know what controlled opposition was. I didn't know what narcissism was. I didn't know what gaslighting was. You got to remember, I was just a small-town boy from Nebraska. All this was new to me. If you would have said to me, as getting close to 70 years old, that I'd be doing this, well, I would say you're nuts. Controlled opposition. It's a stealth way to control you and me, your brain. And there's a way that they do it. The way that Del Bigtree and all of his cronies got to me, he's an expert at love bombing. Pretending they care and want to help all these vaccine-injured parents, taking all of our information from us, putting it on that black bus, and then destroying us and using the very information they got just for themselves and their nonprofits. The more I dug and the more I started putting one and one together, this whole thing was laid out from the very beginning. It started with Wakefield. Then it went to online. This is so deep. I got notes, a few of them here. Let me just...
I'd like to say about Andrew Wakefield that I had him on my radio show, probably 15 years ago, and he was quite the gentleman. He's very well spoken. And he said some negative things about vaccines, but I could never get him to the goalposts. He would never come out with a real blanket criticism of vaccines. And it wasn't until many years later I found out that he had actually owned a vaccine company in England, and he was just advocating a different type of vaccines.
Safer vaccines.
Right. More phony vaccines from different companies.
And I didn't even think about it. It went right over my head. I found Del Bigtree's ICANN, one of his first lawsuits, where he was subpoenaing the government or getting one of his stupid lawsuits that never go anywhere, Freedom of Information Act, for safer vaccines. There's no such thing as a safer vaccine, period. That's what they're all about. Because if they would tell you that they were anti-vaccine, they'd lose their profitability on their nonprofits, which Del Bigtree and Robert F. Kennedy, and I know this for a fact because I used to be in the inner circle, it's a money laundering operation, apparently. I'm not making claims. I'm just saying what people in his circle have told me. They have
right. When you make those sort of statements on the radio, just say allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay.
A lot of this stuff is. We're just saying, folks. I don't know these people, but and I'm going to make this a philosophical, theological point, and I agree with what Greg said. Here's the point you have to understand. There's no such thing as a safe vaccine. Repeat that 100 times. Write it on the chalkboard. There's no such thing as a safe vaccine. Until you get that, and I hope you do the research to see why we're saying that, then you'll understand why we're critical of these other groups. Go ahead, Greg.
I got so many notes and things open. It's... Just go ahead and ask me another question. I lost my train of thought.
Well, I'm sure you got a rich bunch of stories, and you got all sorts of things on your website. Tell us some more stories. So we had Brandy Vaughn on our show, too.
She was written into the movie 100% by Del Bigtree. I will say unequivocally, she was never a whistleblower. She couldn't even get the meaning of the word whistleblower. And they said she passed away and died. I very, very seriously doubt that. And there's so many of them. You know, the players in Andrew Wakefield's story of woe is, of course, Del Bigtree, Brian Hooker, Mark Blaxall. Mark Blaxall's a big one. He's Del Bigtree's partner early on. He was part of the anti-vaccine movement, one of the big founders in 2012. Then they brought in Polly Tomey. They're all a bunch of movie makers, monetizers, MLMers. Brandy Vaughn, Jonathan Tomey, Lee Nestor, JFRFK, the Autism Trust. That was a whole scam. The Autism Media Channel, the doctors, Paul Offit. Joshua Coleman, Lynette Marie Barron, Barbara Lowe Fisher, NVIC, Tia Severino. She's a porn star, or was a porn star. Now she works directly for RFK. Fact. Adam Ringham, Kevin Jean Tuttle, Chris Kirkhoff, and a cast of thousands. I've got tons more files and information. See, if anybody ever wants to challenge me on this stuff, I'm a data collector. I've been collecting data all my life. I have the love notes my girlfriend wrote me from 1973. I throw away nothing. The main thing is to try to control this monster of data. That's what I've been doing in preparation for you know, talking to you today. I want to get this stuff organized because I'm going to put it all out there eventually. As it is, pictures of it. I have recordings. I used to tape record people on the VAX team telling me this stuff. I don't want to, I'm kind of deviating, but there's just so much of it.
No, I'm very interested in what you have to say. I will repeat what I said earlier. Okay, folks, you need to do your own research.
Absolutely.
Rick's making a lot of claims here. He may or may not be correct. But you need to look into it. But you need to understand two or three very important philosophical points. Number one, there's no such thing as a safe vaccine. Number two, it's very easy to take over a movement with controlled opposition. And number three, one of the ways you can tell controlled opposition in the vaccine movement is they keep talking about viruses, which is a totally discredited theory. They keep talking about the PCR test, which the inventor of the test said that it's totally fraudulent. They keep talking about how they're looking for safer vaccines. So there's certain ways they give themselves away. And if you think about it, Pfizer and these companies are bragging about how they made hundreds of billions of dollars. So what's it to them to spend a few million here and there messing up and creating befuddlement in the anti-vax movement? That's chump change in comparison to how much profit they've made in the overall thing. The other thing, Greg, is I don't think we should use the word autism. I think you're on the same page with me on that. Autism is just a polite way of saying brain damage from vaccines.
Well, let me tell you why I got in the habit of saying autism. Because last year on Facebook, I got suspended, community violation strikes, 9 times in 12 months. And I found that if I want to stay alive on social media, I've got to call it autism. And I have to tone my message down. October of 2020, I was simultaneously taken down. My Facebook account was taken down. Tons of data, tons of research, tons of notes, just taken down because I was dangerous. And at the same time, they took down my YouTube channel with 750 videos of my children because I was dangerous. I was smart enough, though, that I made a copy of all those videos. I have them on my hard drive. But most of the time, people aren't ever going to see them. I was getting over 1,000 views a day on Weston and Emily's videos up until the time they took them down. And all these, and you know who were my biggest viewers? Other kids with autism. They idolized my children. Now they can't find them. I have another channel and one or two pops. Where's Weston and Emily? Tears my heart out, man. All that work, all those videos, just gone to the general public. You ask me a question, I'll tell you no lie. That's the way I am, and that's what happened, and that's why I call it autism. Autism is just a fancy word for chemical poisoning. So, hey, I want to point out one thing on my website. It's Greg Wyatt, WYATT.net. And I want to invite all of your listeners. I've got all my categories. Everything is highly organized. And I've got 12 entries on Wakefield, Autism Media Channel, Brandy Vaughn, Brian Hooker, Child Trafficking, Chris Kirkhoff, Crazy Stuff, At Crisis Actors. And that Dell Bigtree, I got 112 entries on Dell Bigtree. And all this stuff, I got one on Leonard Horowitz. I thought he was a pretty decent guy. Some will disagree, but he interviewed me. It was a hell of a video, excuse me. Eustace Mullins, he's an American hero. Eustace Mullins was one of the first people that really turned me on to truth. And I have even my father, Herbert Wyatt, for those of you who don't know, deviate a little bit. I got interested in eugenics when I found out the government sterilized my father. Herbert Wyatt, the guy who raised me, was sterilized after he was seized and incarcerated and put into a concentration camp here in the United States of America. There was over 200 of them. You won't find it. You got to go into newspapers.com to look at all the history that's been purged. So I won't get into that. That's a whole nother show. But
yeah. I'm on your website. So you heard what Greg said, folks. It's Greg Wyatt, WYATT.net. I mean, there's hundreds of categories. I'm on the website. All sorts of stories, videos. Here's one, the medical kidnapping of Jonathan Z. What's that?
That's my newest one. I just put that up 2 days ago, and I won't muddle. You know who was potentially behind that? There's a whole story behind that. She had a vaccine-injured kid, and she was my biggest fan, and she was poor. But she had a husband, and she lived across the street from Walmart in Anthem, Arizona. And I met her, and she found out about our vaccinesafe.org. She says, could I get some cards from you? I can't afford to buy them, but I'll give them out all the time. So I sent her 5,000 cards, and she would go across the street to Walmart and do what I do. And this was difficult. This for me to even tell this story, I wasn't planning on it, and I'll try to abbreviate it real quickly. I get a call. She's down at Children's Hospital. Says, Greg, you got to come help me. I go, what's going on? She says, they're stealing Jonathan. I go, what? She says, yeah, they're going to take him. That's a long story I won't get into. Long story short, it's on there. You can read what they did to him. They seized him. She never seen him again. And you won't believe who came to her aid. Brandy Vaughn's assistant. And this was after Brandy Vaughn gaslit me, trying to destroy her vaccinesafe.org. I knew all along what went on, but Jonathan's mom didn't want me to say anything to anybody about it. Well, now it's been almost 5 years. I said, enough's enough. I mean, it's a story that could go on 20 years.
Here's another good one. Answer from a dead nurse on what a disease, and it's, we only have a few minutes left. So, folks, we're listening today to Greg Wyatt. His website is gregwyatt.net. We encourage you to get a hold of us. If you like the show and you want to help keep it on the air, you can get a hold of me at 831-435-8491. That's 831-435-8491. We appreciate your support. Your donations are what pay for the airtime for KSCO. So in the little time we have left to go out on a positive note, could you explain to people what Florence Nightingale had to say about what health is and why, how it's different from disease?
Oh, I'll let you go ahead. I'll be honest with you. I am worn out. I will say what I'd like to do is to get people to go to the site. I know that I've made some allegations, as you say, but they're all verifiable if you want to do the research. I've been speaking like this for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 6 years in these shysters. They're real good at, sending out lawsuits. I've never got one. You know why? Because it would be a lot of fun pulling out all the information I have that's true, playing all the recordings that I have, all the instant messages, all the emails. I have nothing to fear. I'm just telling the truth. They're the ones that are going to have something to fear because the truth will come out and they'll be exposed. But go, please, folks, go to gregwyatt.net. Look at the categories. Do your own research. Things are not what they see. And what we've been talking about in this show with my story, with God as my witness, and may I die of a heart attack right now if I'm embellishing the truth and trying to make it to make me better, because I'm just a regular guy, man. I wish I never had to go down this road. It has been a road of hell, and that's why I don't shut up, because I don't want other people to make the same mistakes that I have.
There you have it, folks. Yeah, so Dave, do we have much time left?
You have 1 minute.
Well, folks, get a hold of Greg. That's Greg Wyatt, WYATT.net. You can get a hold of me at 831-435-8491. I'm going to say a little prayer here for God's blessing on Greg Wyatt, who I think is an American hero. We appreciate you coming today and being on the show, Greg.
Thank you.
Almighty God, please bless the people in California and the United States, and please expose this evil about vaccines, and please help these people like Greg that have vaccine-damaged children, and please send the truth around the world that everyone realizes how dangerous these vaccines are.